97.9 The Hill. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined now by Mr. Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there. Hello.
Hello. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to catch you up so much as just, like, talk about what's happening.
Well, I don't usually look at what's trending on Twitter, usually because I think it's just my feed because I follow so many people who are active in local government. So whenever I look on Twitter, everything that's trending is this crazy person has said something stupid about politics and everyone is mad about it. So after a while, I just stopped looking at that.
That's most of my Twitter, too.
Yeah,
make no mistake. You know, it's just
thing.
Not as hyper-local. The first thing we're going to start out tonight, oh, Lord, man, that's how you
We're
know.
Not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there
yet. We got a long
yet.
Way Oof. To go.
All right, we're going to skip past that flow. We're going to talk about San Francisco. How many San Francisco nicknames do you know?
Well, it's the Bay City.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's the Bay Area. It's the city by the bay.
Okay, lots of Bay
Frisco,
focus.
San Fran.
Frisco is my favorite.
Yeah. Apparently, they hate Frisco out there. Like,
apparently,
don't call it Frisco. Oh, I've heard it's called the city.
Apparently,
Eddie Izzard makes this big deal
they
about...
They hate San Fran the most.
That's fair.
Which is weird. I ran across a whole article that really comes out the gate strong talking about a, quote, borderline offensive product available for purchase in the San Francisco Giants team store. It was just a shirt. It was just a shirt that said San Fran on it, and people are calling it offensive, which is insane. San Fran doesn't sound to me like it's that big of a deal, but then there are quotes from, like, public officials in San Francisco saying that it is a, quote, universally loathed abbreviation, and that this is like walking into the Hogwarts store and seeing a t-shirt that says Voldemort. First off, the Hogwarts store is very funny. Second, this whole
the
thing
Hogwarts
about,
store called.
Yeah, they're running out of Voldemort. But saying that it's disrespectful to shorten the name of a place, I don't know if I agree with that. And yo, you said that Frisco was one. I said Frisco was my favorite. Frisco ranks literally just above San Fran as most hated.
Yeah, they don't like
abbreviations. But Frisco sounds cool.
It can, yeah.
Yeah, it's clean.
But keep in mind, it's California, and the thing about Frisco is, while it sounds cool, it also is vaguely reminiscent of Fresno, and I guarantee you nobody in San Francisco wants to be anywhere near associated with Fresno.
All my homies hate Fresno.
Thank you very much. What about St. Frank? Can we call it St. Frank? Would that work?
I'm going to start calling it St. Frank, thanks to you, totally. Apparently, just calling it SF is fine, but
right.
I mean, whatever. No
well,
one's
Well, no, because SF is like something that you write down. Like, I'm going to SF. No one actually says out loud, I'm going to SF today.
Yeah. People say San Francisco when you could, I don't know. I don't think San Fran is that crazy. And this has sort of got me.
For the same reason, like New York. Like, we abbreviate it NY all the time or NYC, but people don't usually say NY or N. Like, oh, no, up to NYC today. Like, no one says that.
Because New York has the unique distinction of being called the city and you know what it is.
Right.
But I say that as an East Coast person who has little to nothing to do with the West Coast. So I truly don't know what life is like out there.
Well, Eddie Izzard does this great bit in Dressed to Kill about how San Francisco hates Frisco, they hate San Fran, but they're always called the city. I'm going to the city. Are you going to the city? I'm going to the city. Yeah. So they're the city out west. DC is the one that we abbreviate with like letters.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they don't demand that I say Washington, DC every time.
Right.
I'm also kind of mad now that we don't have any cool abbreviations for Chapel Hill. I mean, you can say like Bull City for Durham. You can just say The Hill, but
the
also
hill, yeah.
We've already branded that completely. You can't have it. Too bad. You better think of another short
copyright
nickname.
Copyright law, fools.
Yeah, gotcha, no. Chapel Hill, from your hometown radio station. Love, Aaron Keck.
I think we say, I don't think people say The Hill. Like, I don't think anyone says, I'm going to The Hill today.
If anyone said that, I would have to fight them in the street, I think. Just, oh, yes, yeah, so I'm going over to The
going
Hill.
To The Hill, yeah.
Oh, boo.
Maybe they mean they're going over to our radio station.
Yeah,
I'm going to The Hill
that's
today.
That's, of course, what they mean.
That's
that
acceptable.
They're going to The Hill to have a very lovely chat with some nice people.